Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Member berries effing everywhere. They're taking over the world. They're gonna fall Western civilization. Stay tuned as we talk about South Park the After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ching chong ching chi-lai.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the South Park After Show, and there's only one solution for American berries. You gotta fuck them all to death. Fuck them all.
Buckle up, buckers.
Listen, couple of things right off the bat. For our loyal audience members, you got so fucking trolled. Of course we knew what Rickrolled meant. God damn you,
they
guys
were so
idiots.
Fucking pissed off, too. They were like, you don't know. Like, somebody probably hung himself in his room and live streamed it. Like, little note, AfterBuzz TV didn't know Rickroll.
Was he a Stan?
Must have been a Stan.
You Dude, know, I love Stan.
Everything sucks.
And we don't feel bad about it at all?
No.
That was a question. I was questioning our integrity there.
Listen, it's one less person in the world. I think we have too many to begin with. We have Christy
Amen.
Olsen.
Hey, everybody. Remember me.
We have Stephen Lemieux.
Hey, remember me? I wasn't here.
Remember? Yeah, remember.
Remember how you flaked on us last week?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, man. And we have Jesse Zahner.
Hey, guys.
And Phil Svitek. That's me.
Hey, it's you.
Remember? Remember, that's us. All right. We've opened up the can of worms. Let's start with the member berries. I mean, this is a big episode for the member berries.
What the fuck is going on?
They're taking over there. Okay, they caused England to pull out of the EU.
Yeah, so that's what we've learned. They're bringing in Brexit with the EU with members.
Yeah.
But they can't understand in America, so they don't know what he's talking about with the member berries. It was weird to me that they didn't continue with anything with, like, you know, how it was all exorcism last episode with, like, the throwing up in everyone's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then Garrison was kind of back to normal, but still fuck him all to death now. He wasn't like the zombie mode, so I was interested to know what you guys thought of that.
I think it's like booze, you know, they only have a limited effect. After a while, you know, you start to sober up. Mm-hmm. However, you know, just like, you know, your actions have residual stuff and whatnot, and I think there's a greater thing, just like the ads were a big thing last year, you know. I think PC principles in the center of it all again, because he caused Garrison.
Or maybe this is South Park moving back towards the storylines that aren't never ending. Like, mm-hmm. They're like, oh, it's again where a new episode can start and the last things were like they never happened. Maybe yeah. They're trying to recondition us, like, remember when South Park did that.
Mm-hmm. I remember. Remember when Kyle died or Kenny died every episode?
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah, but
that.
Kenny hasn't been in any episodes recently.
Yeah, but he's still in the intro theme.
He's still in the intro theme, and he, like, the last time I remember seeing him was when they took Cartman out to the
destroy
middle of the
woods. His stuff.
But then I haven't seen him since.
No.
I mean, as long as Butters gets his airtime, I'm good.
Yeah, Butters is the new Kenny.
Yeah.
They did a really cool thing. They've been having a habit of live tweeting the previous episode, 30 minutes mm-hmm. before the new episode. So they were live tweeting last week's episode and throwing out, like, little cards that say, like, the storyboard cards with notes from Trey and Matt. Like, one of them was all the locks on Butter's room for being grounded, but I'll let you put Butter's dad in front of the locks so you don't have to animate that. Merry Christmas from Trey. And then, like, just all sorts of things, like, fun fact, this fuck in this scene was not censored when we aired it live. Now it is. all these things. And then with tonight's episode, or with also, I guess, with last week's episode, apparently a lot of the scenes were the same, depending on who won the election. But they had to change and rewrite, like, the entire scene, like in the dinner scene with Randy. They had to invent the member berry vomit, and they had to basically redo a lot of the lines that Bill Clinton did. So
yeah, because he would have been the first gentleman.
Yeah, So yeah, it's really interesting. So definitely follow South Park on Twitter and check those out, because like the pictures themselves are really funny that they post.
Their Instagram's funny. The Comic-Con stuff that people did.
Oh yeah,
speaking of that,
it's good. So this episode, the member berries, like,
they went after Putin. Here's the thing, what I love is that they're literally resetting like World War II. You know, like they're resetting the table for all that shit.
Yeah, I just don't know where they're going with this. Like, it looked like they were going to turn them. Like, I think the member berries are the allegory for Germany's rise to power.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the member berries talking about the Cold War. You have the member berries talking about, oh, the stormtroopers. No, not those stormtroopers. So he's bringing back the SS. It's obviously a Nazi reference. Everyone's kind of saying that, oh, now that Trump's in power, it's going to be the next, he's the new Hitler. Everyone's like Hitler, and it's like,
well, if you did watch this, we had the captions on, and when he walked into the Whole Foods, it was like a Heil Hitler type of salute.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what the caption wrote in, was good for the caption.
That's good to know. So they're doing that with the member berries, and they have this, the Godfather Berry, which is interesting, who's commanding all of them. So now we at least have like a leadership system among the member berries, but they've taken over the White House.
The way they wrote member berry, I'm very impressed by the writing in terms of who's in charge here. Member, I am. No, member, we made him. Oh, I member.
I just think
it's fucking brilliant.
I want a Furby member berry.
Because it would be so it? Darn cute.
Yeah. No, but like,
are you a fuzzy?
A furry?
Yeah, that's
fuzzy.
It.
Fuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. No, I just think it'd be funny if Trey and Matt started selling like member berry merchandise that say like member Star Wars things, and they'd be profiting off something saying items from Star Wars.
I wonder if Disney would go after them.
I wonder, like, is Stormtroopers trademarked, or are all these things trademarked? Or?
They gotta be somehow.
Yeah. I think they'd have to be. Okay, so what do you guys want to talk about first? Because I don't want to jump all over you, but I want to talk about Garrison's Trump and all the things they've pieced together here for him.
Well, I just want to finish up the member berries.
Okay.
Just what are you guys' thoughts on the member berries?
I mean, I'm concerned. I feel like they're going to start turning on each other.
Mm. Well, they've already killed one of them. Fucking right, shot exactly. The other one through the head.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the good news. We thought we couldn't kill them.
Yeah.
Now we can.
Or they can only kill each other.
Hmm.
Well, I'm confused by the member berries because I thought you could kill them because the guy had it in his pocket and he smacked it and it just died. And
then it rejuvenated.
But then, yeah, they come back and then the throwing up thing. So I'm so confused because I thought the member berries were just memories. And I thought this like symbolized the people that want to go back to the way America was before. But now I'm so confused.
They're activists.
They're like pranking Putin and they're like taking over the White House. So I'm just like, I don't know what's going on.
I think they're hackers.
Maybe they are.
I don't know.
Hackers.
Confused.
I can't wait to find out what they are.
In the words of Batman, or from Dark Knight, there's some people just want to watch the world burn.
I'm thinking that the member berry storyline has to coincide with the Troll Trace storyline in some kind of way. Mm-hmm. In that, like, they release the internet history of everyone, but because everyone's already hooked on member berries, they're all just remembering Star Wars instead of looking at everyone else's internet history. I don't know.
That would be a way to get around that.
Something. I mean, you have to have the history coming out, but it's great that, like, London's, like, on fire because of the internet history and because of Brexit, and now everyone's just fucking freaking out because, oh, my God, like, who was it? Putin was freaking out. It's like, if my girlfriend sees my internet history.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what it always comes down to, your girlfriend seeing your internet history.
Yeah, definitely something you don't want them to see.
Mm-hmm.
What would you... Let's ask the ladies here, Phil. Boyfriends or other significant others?
I think we're both married.
Okay, you're both married. Great. Good to know. if you
remember when they were single?
If you suddenly got access to a site that lets you view their internet history and you saw really fucked up shit, what would you do? Like, would you just be like, oh, I mean, kind of expected this?
I honestly, have no interest. I don't, like, ever look through his stuff, so...
Like, pee shit.
Like, kitty porn or pee shit?
Or, like...
Okay. Kitty porn.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know what, like, trolling, like, or not Randy, Gerald's doing, like, that's, like...
I would be upset about that.
You would?
I would be super upset about trolling, I think, more so than, like, any kind of weird porn. As long as it wasn't kitty porn.
I wouldn't be upset.
No?
That's no, why I was clear just, my history.
Whatever.
Which, by the way, that could be the ultimate solution. Remember when the internet was down? And,
you're right. You're
and
right.
They just had to reset the router? It could literally, you know what? It's just clear history.
If it's fucking...
Delete.
I swear to God, if this season is just the member Barry telling Kyle, remember when you just unplugged and plugged the internet back in and Kyle just goes in and clears history?
No. Could be that.
That's so fucked.
And I'm going to be disappointed just because you guessed it.
I mean, I feel like... The end of the season might even just have the member berries winning. Because in the end, they're just trying to tell them that Star Wars was good. And then you have Rogue One coming out this winter. And everyone's going to go see it. So it's kind of like maybe at the end, they're just like, yeah, Star Wars was good. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, there's no real trajectory here because it's just so fucking insane.
I really just want someone to be listening in the car. Feeling good on a Wednesday. Because the show does air on Wednesday.
It does.
I woke up humming that song.
I did enjoy the Halloween costumes that people posted of old guys with mustaches as Lord. It was pretty good.
That's awesome. Oh.
They were quite convincing.
Clever.
But yeah, we can get the Garrison.
All right, so have you guys been watching The Walking Dead?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, okay. So I'm not going to say anything for this season because it spoils it, but Negan is a character. It's the new big bad on the season. And Negan just has a habit of, like, making references to the people who he's making fun of sucking his dick. So, like, literally, the whole last episode was 90 minutes, and the whole time Negan just makes references of, like, I just slid my dick down your throat, and you said thank you. And... all, like, just basically turning people who used to be against him and making them be in a position of lesser power. Even in the previous episodes, like, man, I just fucked you, and you are just dealing with it. Like, the actor's doing a great job, but they really just combined Trump with Negan in the fact of they're taking Garrison, and he's doing all the things that are just kind of hilarious that Trump is kind of doing right now with... Okay, you'd think that the president, he's president-elect, so he'll just kind of be there until January and then get in office and deal with his cabinet and all that shit. But right now, Trump's, like, going after the New York Times, which is kind of, so instead of doing stuff that matters, Trump's going after people that were assholes to him throughout the election. So that's basically what Garrison's doing in this. But he's doing it in a way that combines Negan's allegories of or metaphors of putting their dick down their throat and having a dry dick and needing to fucking get their dick sucked with Garrison's fuck them all to death. So basically, I don't know what happened to PC Principal. I think it's just literally like he's just walking up and basically saying, I told you so to everybody. But why did he ask for PC Principal's help? That's my question.
Because, well, I don't know. It could be one of those things like because there's so much violence in order to unite the nation. We need PC Principal. I don't know.
He's got principles.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, I thought it was an interesting choice on how they put that character together. It was really funny. I like again, all the member berries are making Star Wars references, and now we have Mr. Garrison as Trump basically being Darth Vader coming out of the Darth Vader machine with the hair.
I like the lips. The lips was a nice touch.
Yeah. So, and then I love the presidential theme mixed Darth Vader style.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
That was. And I just like, I like the White House walkthrough. And we'll see what he ultimately does. I thought maybe he would have, once he got into the White House, that perhaps he would sort of take more command. Yeah. But he's like, oh, Jesus, what the hell's going on? What do they want? So it's interesting.
They also introduced Bannon, but they didn't really do anything with him. Which I was as soon as they introduced Bannon, I was really excited that they were going to bring him into the episode, but the storyline didn't go anywhere. So I was kind of like disappointed in that effect because there's so much to play with Bannon right now because he is he's the editor in chief or the creator of Breitbart News. And basically what happened was he writes pieces that are very, right wing, and he started the whole alt-right movement here, news anchor, and people have taken it too far and people have written things like that, but because he was associated with that, people are trying to call him racist, people are saying that he's like the worst person ever. But because people have started saying that, everyone's just jumping on the bandwagon. People who didn't know the fuck he was like a week ago are now like, oh my god, I can't believe they're using this guy. So I was kind of hoping they'd go down that route a little bit more. They didn't. They just have Garrison going through like, oh, here's the drone room. You can kill everyone on Earth. Oh, great. Here's the football. I love football. Here's the diplomatic solutions area. Well, this doesn't look fun.
No, not at all. I thought for sure he'd be like, fuck that, I'm not going in there.
Sir, Pakistan says if you make a pinky promise that you won't look up their internet history, they'll make a pinky promise to us that they won't look up our internet history. The fuck does that mean?
Don't ask questions, just say done.
I don't know, I'm disappointed in this episode and last episode a little bit. I just feel like the first half of the season was like so on with the comedy, aside from just being continuity. And these episodes don't really work at all as their own episode.
No, I know they don't work. But here's the thing. It's comedy movies work in the same way. Like, most of the comedy is in the first, like, 30, 45 minutes. And then after a while, you got to start to, like, okay, now you got to get the dramatic crap.
I know, but the power of the last season or two has been that as much as they do continue a storyline, the episodes themselves were good episodes in themselves. Mm-hmm. I feel like these last two episodes have been kind of lackluster in and of themselves.
Well, like I'm not gonna
put in my DVD player or Blu-ray player and be like, I'm gonna watch South Park season 20 episode 8. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna watch season 19 episode 5. I'm gonna watch season 19 episode 10. Like, those I can watch. This, it's like, unless you start from the beginning, you're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Well, this is true. But I also think that's part of their whole thing.
I did love Randy's storyline. Or not Randy's storyline, but...
Gerald?
Gerald's storyline was great.
How he's more worried about Sheila than actual war?
Yeah, and that just plays in another, like, trump card with, like, Sheila. What's she gonna do?
Yeah, I mean, it was... he gave up Ike. He gave up Ike. That was so funny. So
he'll make it up to him.
How would he make it up to him?
Well, I don't know. That's he told promise. Him he was going to, yeah. And I believe Gerald. I mean, obviously, he's an upstanding father.
I just love that he's like, okay, now you need to take the worm and you put it in the mouth, and then say, do you like big fat donkey dick? Do you like donkey? No, Ike, I need you to say, do you need big fat donkey dick?
It's the nuances.
Yeah.
Sells him down the river. Okay, now pretend that I'm yelling at you. You're doing a great job, Ike. Now I need you to tell your mom that it's all your fault and you're fucked up in the head. Damn it, Ike, you need to do this. It's for national security. Great video out there that you guys should watch. They released it today. Did you know that Ike was voiced by Trey's daughter?
No, I didn't know that.
There's a, it might have been Trey or Matt. Sorry, I'm mixing up the names. I'm pretty sure it was Trey. It was showing how they get him to do the lines, or get his daughter to do the lines, and it shows him in front of a mic holding his daughter, and he's like, all right, on 1, 2, 3, you're going to say, Dad called you a pussy. So it's this like little 3 or 4 year old daughter. He's like, 1, 2, 3, Dad called you a pussy. Okay, almost got it. 1, 2, 3, Dad called you a pussy. Oh, you're going to get it. 1, 2, 3, and he doesn't talk, and she's like, Dad called you a pussy. He's like, good, that's great.
This poor child.
Yeah, right. Wow. My girlfriend watches is like, that's terrible. I'm just like,
does child services know about this? They're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Oh, it was great though. And there was so much more this episode.
Oh, it was fantastic.
You're fucked up in the head.
Just say it. And I just really like how Gerald manipulated this entire thing. Of just even as soon as I got caught, FaceTime goes down.
I was talking to him.
Gone. And then as soon as Sheila leaves, okay, great, we're back on.
Yeah. So that was good. Kyle comes to realization because of emoji trace that it is, in fact, his dad.
Yeah.
And he takes Ike and runs away. Meanwhile, at the Batcave, no, meanwhile at, Cartman and fucking SpaceX.
Mm-hmm. Women are funny.
Butters is trying to steal his girlfriend, I think.
Oh.
I don't think he is.
I think he is. Didn't you see them smiling at each other?
Yeah, but Butters is totally just like it. That.
Butters seems like he'd be so much more Hayes type.
no, they definitely seem like they would be each other's type.
But Butters is like Butters has a natural charisma that he doesn't always know that he has. And so when he was talking about all the movies that were funny, he genuinely meant it. It's not like, because Cartman would be that structured and try to think of all those things.
Right.
Butters was going off the cuff.
You ever see 5 to 9 or 9 to 5?
Five to nine? That's a shitty job.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that was such a great
movie.
That's
about nine. That would be about a different kind of Working Girls.
Oh my God. So Cartman's getting jealous. He's pissed off at Butters. He thinks Butters trying to steal his girl. I don't think he is.
He is.
Is he? Do you think Butters has thought that far ahead?
Yeah. No, I don't think he's thought that far ahead, but it's going
to
happen.
I just like the two different sides of things come to the same conclusion that they have to get the fuck out of here. Thanks to the gentleman, Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton, Butters realizes that once women are in charge, it's going to just all shit's going to go haywire.
Yeah.
And now we have a woman who can take charge. Imagine Hillary Clinton teaming up with Mrs. Broflaski.
Oh my God.
That would be fantastic. Going to Jesse's point though, real fast. You know what? I could see. Butters is a sexual being. Remember when he saw the Backdoor Sluts 9?
Yeah, it's true.
So he knows what to do with that. And he has a warped mind of what could happen.
That was a great Lord of the Rings, like, series.
Yeah, fine, Butters. You can come, but you got to play Lord of the Rings. Okay. What the fuck you doing? Playing Lord of the Rings. Get the fuck out of here, Butters.
That was so good.
My precious.
So a few references in the SpaceX thing. We got a throwback to the waiting room for what Purgatory was with Michael Jackson. All the people are sitting in the chairs on either side.
No, I'm a little boy. I'm a little boy.
They really... this is just another moment where I was just really disappointed in the episode, though, because they had such a fucking opportunity here, because all season long, Cartman's been talking about how funny Amy Schumer is, and how Amy Schumer, whenever she mentions her vagina, is hilarious. Amy Schumer was one of the people who said that if Trump won, she'd fucking leave the United States. And then once he won, she rescinded it and then called everyone who was trying to say that she should leave a sexist, even though it was her word that she's backing out on. But whatever, like, the whole season, Cartman's mentioning Amy Schumer. This is such the fucking perfect moment to put Amy Schumer in that room. You had Celine Dion.
No, that was Cher.
Cher, sorry. You have Cher.
Come on.
Mixing up my has-beens. So
listen, Celine Dion.
Hey, Cher will tweet you.
I know.
She will tweet your ass.
But that was just a missed opportunity to have, like, to not have Amy Schumer, like, all the celebrities like Lena Dunham and all these people who said they'd leave the United States if Trump got elected. Like, that's where you should have seen all of them, waiting to all get on the damn SpaceX rocket.
Did Amy Schumer vote?
I didn't look into that. I know Lena Dunham didn't vote.
Why?
That's the thing. That's why, like, there's so much backlash on all these fucking celebrities, because it's public. Oh, it's public knowledge whether you voted or not.
Remember Paris Hilton when she was like, vote or die?
Yes.
Yeah.
She did the whole campaign, and then she never even registered. Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick didn't vote.
Yeah.
He took a stand.
Yeah. Right. He couldn't vote. He couldn't reach while he's kneeling.
Yeah.
But no, I was laughing for a good like week. Because, I'm sorry, but I had such a sense of schadenfreude for this whole election. Like, I didn't really support either candidate, but everyone was such pretentious motherfuckers leading up to the election that I was just like, you know what? If Trump loses, I'm fine with it. But if Hillary loses, I'm going to just fucking laugh at everyone. Because everyone's just like, we got this in the bag. It was like Tortoise and the Hare. It was literally the story of Tortoise and the Hare. Everyone's just like... we got this, all these fucking celebrities. Tonight we make history. That was Lena Dunham's last tweet, was like, can't wait to wake up tomorrow after we've made history. Oh, then she was Twitter silent for like 6 days, and I'm wondering if this is a Twitter homicide or a Twitter suicide. So I'm just, you know, I hate the fact that Trump's president, kind of, but like, I'm just fucking laughing. Because it's just so fucking ridiculous. Because it's just, it's an impossibility that happened.
Well, to be also, you know, part of it was, no offense to anyone, although you're probably all going to take it, so fuck off anyway. Hillary was not willing to do as much press as Trump was. Trump was very, like, I could have called fucking Trump and he would have done this show. Like, legitimately. You know, whereas Hillary was like, no.
No, so, we're going to win. We're good.
And, you know, say what you want, but, like, if you want to be president, you got to get press.
Well, and then I wondered if it was because she was sick at that time, if she didn't go, because, like, Trump was going all these places and she wasn't. And then I was like, was her illness, like, was she more sick than we thought?
He did 10 rallies in one day in Florida and he did 7 in one day in Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like, if you want to talk about clinch states in this election,
right.
Florida and fucking Michigan are the states that kind of clinched it for him. So, I mean, yeah, it was a little bit cockiness on the election's behalf. It was really, I mean, I won my bets. I fucking said it from the beginning that he's going to win.
Now who's being cocky?
I've been saying it since the beginning. I told, we have an old host, Steve Bottomley, who I think he did South Park 1 or 2 times. 18 months ago, he's like laughing about Trump running. I'm like, Steve, you're laughing right now. And everyone's going to be laughing all the way till he's in the fucking Oval Office. I'm like, everyone's not taking it seriously. You need to fucking take it seriously. But then when you have a 44% voter turnout,
right.
38% of that being in middle America,
well, I think that's gonna happen. I think South Park's also saying that, like, that's the greater lesson. Everyone wants to criticize and whatever, but you know, here's the thing: try to bring up the Holocaust around like a Jewish survivor. You know what I mean? They're on edge. Like, no way, we're not gonna let that happen again. Why? Because they know, and they're not gonna let that. Whereas, like, here, everyone's like, okay, yeah, that's an impossibility. Like, no, until it's not a possibility, it is a possibility.
Exactly.
And, like, okay, you have 2 candidates. So, just, if you toss the coin, that's 50-50 shot.
I loved Susan Sarandon. Did you see the news about her? Mm-mm. These are all things that are going on that I'm really sad that South Park is not fucking ripping on. Because there's so much ammo and they're just falling flat. But Susan Sarandon, 4 days before the election, somebody was interviewing her about who she's voting for because she said she's going to vote for Jill Stein. And the interviewer is asking really dumb questions. He's not asking, like, on policy or anything. He's just literally like, well, do you feel that you're betraying women that you're not voting for Hillary? And do you feel that you're going to be on the wrong side of history for not voting for the first female president? It's like, first of all, she was voting for a female. And then she's like, no, I don't vote with my vagina. I vote on what I care about. So all these people after the election are saying that it's Susan Sarandon's fault that Trump got elected. And she tweeted a picture today that said, obviously, it was my fault that Trump got elected. And it said, celebrities for Hillary and celebrities for Trump, or for Jill Stein. It had just her name for Jill Stein and, like, Oprah and, like, 100 different fucking people for Trump. It's like, everyone's just ripping everyone's throats out right now. And I'm just sad that South Park is kind of, they're toning it down, I feel. I feel like this election is so touchy for so many people that they have made the conscious decision to tone it the fuck down.
Right, but that's surprising because they never do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't do the episode last week.
I think they're just over it. And there was this obligation to do this big political thing about the election because that's what they've done. But maybe they don't want to do it anymore. Maybe they just don't care.
But you're right, though, because the Susan Sarandon thing, I thought tonight when I came in to watch the show, I was like, they must be doing the Seth Meyers thing, because then there's the Seth Meyers thing where he's the reason he, like, I guess, like, roasted Trump so bad for, like, 2 minutes during this one dinner that night he decided, like, I'm going to run for president and win this thing. And so then I thought it was going to be something. Yeah, so Seth Meyers, thanks. But I mean, I thought they were going to do something like that.
They could have done something with, was it Kramer, FBI guy? Fuck, for some reason I can't remember his name. Comey?
Yeah, Comey. Yeah.
And it's hilarious with Comey because as soon as he's, like, calling for the investigation of the emails, everyone's like, you're unfit, you're crazy, you suck at your job, you should be fucking getting rid of, you should be fired. And as soon as he's like, Hillary, we're not pressing charges, Hillary's in the clear, there's nothing that we can... Comey says this! Comey is the guy, man! Comey's my boy! Yeah. Like, he's on for... Like, it's just flip-flopping. So, it's like, there's... I don't know, it feels like they have a fucking loaded gun for South Park right now, and they're just not firing any bullets. They're talking about goddamn rickrolling from 6 years ago, and they're talking about Star Wars, and they got member berries, and they got some references to Negan and some references to Trump going after the New York Times. But, I mean, where is... where's the fucking vitriol right now?
Well, and they could have done something like they did. I mean, I don't want them to redo episodes, but, like, when Obama won and Randy went crazy, everybody knows that's one of my favorite episodes. But, like, they could have done that with, like, showing Hillary's supporters afterwards. I mean, they could have done so much.
You have people in the streets all over the United States protesting, lighting fires, destroying property, sitting in freeways.
Right.
Like, there's so much that they could be doing. You could have the Trump supporters in South Park or the Garrison supporters running down people on the roads. They could have everyone rioting and everything on fire. We see London on fire, but what's going on with America? What's going on with South Park? We saw the gigantic wall last season when Garrison was running, going to Canada. Where's that wall now? Like, where's the celebrities waiting outside the wall trying to get into Canada right now? Like, where are all these pieces of our current political pop culture coming into South Park? They're nowhere. They're being overshadowed by member berries and very, very basic storylines with
Garrison. But I still thought this episode was really good. Last week's, I was like, you know, I don't know how I felt about last week's, but I thought this episode was good. But I do agree. Like, I don't understand why they're not just going to town with what's going on right now.
Maybe they're just Cartman. He's just kind of, he's okay.
Yeah.
Was that really Elon Musk's voice? I was kind of thinking about it for a second. It might have been.
Who knows?
Can you look that up, Josh, if it was actually Elon Musk for tonight's South Park? I like that they made a reference to the SpaceX rocket blowing up. And then he's like, yeah, door, go ahead and open. He has to, like, shove it open to say that, like, the SpaceX stuff doesn't really work as good as everyone makes it seem. Rant over.
Well, I think that about covers the episode.
Sorry, guys.
What's there to be sorry for? Listen, if you're an asshole, don't be sorry. All right, Josh, you got the answer? He's trying to find it. In the meantime, why don't we get the predictions?
Josh isn't ready for that.
Yeah, well. Listen, we weren't ready for Trump, but we have him anyway. All right. Well, I really want to just kind of get to the bottom of the member berries, ultimately, and I'm excited to see what happens with Kyle and Ike.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, where is Kyle ultimately going? Is he just going to the park?
No, but he's going to Troll Trace.
He's going to find Randy.
He's
going to
go Gerald. Find his dad.
I love Randy.
Well, I think he's going to. I think that's what he's out to do. But I think he might also seek out Heidi and kind of then tie Butters and Heidi and Cartman together, and you know that'll be a coalition.
Do you think it'll be like one of those? Okay, let's stop our predictions for a second, and let me ask you guys to do me a favor. Think of all your predictions in terms of fucking Star Wars. Because that's how this season's going to play out. It's either going to be a goddamn ventilation shaft that Kyle has to throw Ike down, kick the baby style, that blows up Troll Chase.
I think Butters is going to have to insert his penis into a magical shaft. Or, remember, Cartman already saw Heidi's vagina, and it was magical.
Yeah, but did he, though? Because when he's going to Mars, in his mind,
it's still balls
it
with
still
vaginas.
Has balls on it. So then I'm wondering if he actually.
Hey, listen,
ever
maybe
saw
Heidi
is a hermaphrodite.
Oh, could man. Be. Then we're going full circle.
And then what does that mean in terms of her intelligence and being funny?
That's like a whole. Listen, you think women are funny. Yeah. Let me tell you about the other ones.
I loved how Butters was just like. I don't know why it's a conversation on whether women are funny. There was a movie that was funny, and I didn't even think about it if there were women at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like now that there's a conversation, people are like, you're obligated to find something funny when it's really not like the new Ghostbusters. So I don't know. Yeah, I think it'll have a very Star Wars ending.
Well, there's the Death Star. There's the creation of, well, we've got the, you know, I guess this was the creation of Darth Vader sort of happened in that.
Mm-hmm.
Going after, they're dividing the people. Yeah, I don't, you know.
Next, the next thing to come out for South Park is the fractured butthole. So either it's gonna be just. I hate to fucking say this. One of the characters pulling a goddamn Luke from Force Awakens and holding something out to another character, and they just fucking go to black screen, or it's gonna directly lead into the game.
Yeah, that's what. Remember when that happened before with the stick of truth?
Yeah. maybe, I mean, honestly, maybe they're avoiding all of these pop culture Politico things because they had a storyline already set out from the beginning that just doesn't make sense to change right now that has to lead towards the game. Maybe this season's being dumbed down because they have to follow a certain trend of stories to get to this is the cliffhanger for the Fractured But Whole.
Mm-hmm. Remember Imagination Land?
I do. You remember the Imagination Land song?
Imagination. Imagination.
All right. Josh has failed in his searching, so. Okay.
So that's probably a
no. It's probably not.
All righty.
I thought he'd be good enough support to be in it, but I guess not.
Nah. All righty. Anything else to add? All right. And on that note, fuck off, everybody. We'll see you next time. Right, Christy?
Yeah.
You all fucking suck. Tell us we fucking suck.
Anything to say?
Come on, see throw up a finger, Jesse.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, dickwads, fucktards, and douchebags.
There's one thing I've learned since becoming a panelist on the South Park After Show.
Why don't you tell them the thing about the when?
Your dick gets really dry and cracky. Oh, yeah. Blow your minds for a second, guys. The questions of where, what, and when are answered by replacing the W with a T.
And on that note, idiots, later.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.